Philip, Analog 27, it says, you don't need to turn to it. It is not possible for a person to see the higher realities of existence. Listen up. It's not possible for a person to see the higher realities of existence unless that person has become as real as they are. It is not possible for a person to see the higher realities of existence unless that person has become as real as they are. What do you hear here?
What number is that, 14?
27. Yes.
Well, our ego keeps getting in the way if we don't open ourselves to that higher place.
At the egoic level, we will never understand higher realities. We want to believe, and it's so hard for us to really understand what Philip is talking about here. We are made to enter this process of transformation, to enter this process of evolution, and it is a relationship that transforms us, that raises us to the level that we can comprehend it. We will comprehend it in relationship. We cannot comprehend it outside of that.
I hear another, additional level there.
Yes.
That to be as real as we are means we're going to encounter times and periods where we're not as real as we might be. And the ego will want to jump in and say, see, you can't do this.
Absolutely.
But in fact, that's as real as we are at a point, and we can just, that is not a hindrance if we will recognize, no, that's just the ego playing us.
Absolutely. In other words, we only see things not as they are, but as we are. We only can see things as we are. We see it through the lens of our consciousness. That's all we can see.
This seems to relate to this idea of transgression we were talking about, getting tripped up on that idea of when, you know, you might fall from like a whatever higher state, and the idea of transgression, it's like, oh, very bad thing, I feel guilty about this, I'm a bad person, I fell from my high. But it makes me think of a Buddhist teaching of, you know, non-attachment to even state of consciousness. Like, acknowledging, yeah, you're going to have a fluctuating state, and just acknowledging that. Like, yeah, right now, I'm feeling shitty, or whatever, you know, and being real about that, I think, it's being at that edge, wherever that is.
Absolutely. And that's what we'll come to in a little bit. We're going to come back to delve into this teaching, but that what it's holding our fire to is being practitioners of this, and we will talk about what that means. What I want to do now, I want to break us up into small groups because I want us to get real with each other. Small group work, we might call group spiritual direction. It is not therapy. We're not fixing it for each other. There are three aspects, primary aspects to it. The first is having the ears to hear. We are listening to each other. So primarily, we're there as listeners of the divine process. Secondly, we're not there to chat. When we share, we're opening our own truth. And so, basically, the stance is listening stance. Number one, hearing what is echoed deep within ourselves and speaking out of that place. And so, recognizing that when we gather to do this kind of work and this kind of shared work, and we're going to talk about it in just a moment because it's this essential process. It is to support each other in the process of coming to this unity of consciousness, coming to this unity experience that only happens in communion, co-union. And it is to assist each other in that. So what I want to do is break us up into small groups. I gave you some Rumi's poem and Rumi's story. And I gave you some questions to reflect upon concerning yourself. And what I'd like you to do is use those questions. You don't have to go through those questions, but speak from your own experience. Let's get out of the area of speaking about theories or ideas. We're not talking about ideas here. Let's get real with ourselves and with each other about ourselves and our own process. Where are you in this process, in this relationship, in this practicing life? How do you live this out? So what I'd like to do is number off 1 to 5. 1.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
1.
It's unity consciousness.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
1. 3.
4. 5.
5. Okay. So what I'd like you to do is gather in your groups. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And find a place to sit together and begin to reflect together in relationship to your own truth, what you heard in this reading or these questions. Yep.
Could you quickly give us the three things again? You said, having ears to hear, no chatting, share with our own.
No chatting, we're speaking from our truth.
And three?